JNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat in Oxnard, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. We're safe. Yes, we are safe. Were you worried about the tsunami potentially yesterday?
I was going to ask, did you guys have a hard time sleeping worrying about us last night?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if it would have been the day before when you got Tyler Guyton injured, then I would have slept fine. But yesterday I was concerned.
Yeah, there was a lot of warnings here. I guess it was an advisory, technically.
How do you normally deal with that? Like, do you get concerned straight away, or are you somebody who's like, you're resolved and it's going to be fine until the last minute? And you're like,
you know,
okay.
I did turn on CNN and kind of monitored the guy that was reporting the news from Hawaii, and the advisory kept going in the crawl there, and Ventura County came up, and it was like, okay, I'm on the second floor. I should be good, but there are four floors to the hotel, and I said, if we need to, we'd just go up the steps.
That's good. That's a good plan.
You know, they were, the people at the hotel were, cognizant of what was going on, because I said something to them at the front desk, and they go, oh yeah, we'll let you know. I said, okay,
they've
good
been through this, right?
And that's like, when you've lived at a place for a while and you understand, like living in Texas, you're like, no, 100 degrees, it's gonna happen, don't worry about it. You explain to the northerners how it's gonna be, and that's how it is out there. They were explaining, we'll work you through it, man.
That's nice. But you know what, kind of raised your eyebrows was the fact that, I'm sure people in the hill country we're used to having flash flood.
Yep. That's a good point.
That's true.
Yeah. So that is a really good point.
And last night on the news, I mean, what happens when we have tornado warnings, right?
Yeah.
The half hour news was about the tsunami, and they didn't have really, and they had to bring up 2022, by the way, when they did get some tidal waves from a tsunami out in the Pacific. But that was the best that they can show, because there was no damage yet in Hawaii. So, it was about 15, 20 minutes of weather last night.
Man, that's scary. I'm glad everyone is okay. I meant to ask you about this at the end of last week. I saw, Charles Haley will be out there. Nate Newton will be out there. But I also saw them both kind of start to get into their stances and look like they were going to rerun some training camp drills from days gone by. Is that something you frequently see, and how much do you kind of want to see more of that? Like, they stopped short of just quite locking up, but it definitely looked like numerous times they were ready to like start running some drills.
Go after each other?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit too old to be going after each other.
Don't think that though, right?
But, I'm sure maybe they had the attention of, some of the younger players, and they kind of were demonstrating things the way, Nate on our podcast, stop me if I told you this already, had said stuff about Guyton, things he needed to get better at, what things he needed to do. And like a day or two later, Guyton came up to him in practice and said, hey, I heard what you said about me. When somebody says that, it's usually not good, right? They're going to be defensive. And he said, I was really interested in the pointers you were giving me. And if you got anything else to help me out with, don't hesitate to come up and talk to me. How about that?
Dude, that's really awesome.
That's what you want to hear.
That's smart, too,
right?
Especially with a dude that has Super Bowls under his belt, to just be like, hey, I want to pick at your brain now that I know you're watching me.
And six Pro Bowl appearances, too. People forget about that, about Nate. Six Pro Bowls as a guard. So, although John Mannen probably had a lot to do with that.
I can see that.
But anyway, he was pretty darn good. And he usually, he does not go out of his way to approach current players. He keeps his distance, but if they come up to him, he'll be more than glad to talk to them.
I like that. The other day, Schottenheimer talked a little bit about Dak playing more under center, and I was kind of curious if you've noticed any more of that than typical. and how that is might affect the offense and what their plans are.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay a little bit more attention to that. And the reason it came up in my mind yesterday, I was talking with somebody about Milton, and it just kind of said, you know, I got to pay attention. I wonder how much he's ever played under center.
Yeah.
Because he probably didn't do much of that at Tennessee, right? And he didn't hardly play. I mean, he played one game at New England. So I was going to kind of keep an eye on how he's, because I can remember when some of these young quarterbacks came in and they're in college and they never went under center. I remember, and this is going way back, Quincy Carter, they kind of had to teach him to take a snap under center, right, like how to hold his hands and everything. Spending time do that, let alone running plays or, you know, your steps or your throwing technique, they start from scratch, taking snaps under center. And a lot of these guys just don't do that. And the other thing, and I think it might have been Clayton Adams yesterday pointed out that, you know, these kids come out of college and they're used to seeing signs for the plays, right? And now you got to hear it and you got to know it, you know, and it's a whole different world than what they've been in college, because it's easier even defensively to make defensive changes because they just hold up a sign, right? And then, okay, you know what to do. But here it's a little bit different.
Is there any particular position, because we've asked you quite a bit about cornerback, and I think that's understandable. Even the Cowboys understand that they're making moves with Kalen Carson being out for a while. Are there any other particular positions that you're specifically intrigued to watch, maybe for depth purposes, maybe for starter purposes, whatever reason that you've been more focused on in practice than perhaps other spots?
I think the guys inside on defense, the defensive tackles. You know, is Mozzie Smith looking like he's improving? What Solomon Thomas still have? Their seventh-round draft choice, Jay Toya, can he offer something? And maybe not even just inside the defensive ends. What's Sam Williams doing after not playing for an entire year or having pads on for an entire year? Is Izuruku, you know, the real deal? He seems to be, and is he able to like hold the edge against the run? I think Peyton Turner, it's like, why this guy was a first round draft choice and he never really did anything, with the Saints. And, you know, could that be a reclamation project that he gets a new spot? And, let's see with, you know, what this guy's capable of doing. So I think the defensive line front. And it was interesting yesterday when interviewing Matt Eberflus, and one of the questions came up about stopping the run. And, you know, the first thing he said was teamwork, and then he repeated it, teamwork. And the defenses he's been on in the NFL, starting with the Cowboys, going on to Indianapolis and the Bears, the defenses he's been a part of, not as a coordinator, but a position coach, then a coordinator, then a head coach, have been pretty darn good. And so that's one thing that if this team's going to be successful defensively, and I think we know this, they got to be able to stop the run. And the last 2 years that they had losing seasons, 20, and then this past year, against the run, they finished 29th and 31st. Now, I don't know if that's a coincidence, but that's what happened. So if you look at the Cowboys' success or non-success in the playoffs, it always came down to their inability to stop the run these last, you know, the Dak Prescott era. So Eberflus has been pretty good at coordinating defense. Now, can he do it with this bunch, and does he have the talent to be able to do it?
So on the talent front, one of the people I've been intrigued by is Dante Fowler. I know Dante Fowler is better known as a pass rusher, but early indications are he's gotten better against the run. Now, how much better? I'm curious your take on all of that, or it's a work in progress, and I can't actually tell until Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I think that with him, to me, he's a rotational player. I think he maybe last year with Washington played like 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's the starter that's going to be out there for 60 snaps a game, right? It's kind of a rotation, and depending on what they're trying to do on defense or what they're down in distance they're facing. Stopping the run, I don't know, you know, and they're thumping up, but they're not tackling except for Malik Collins. Malik Hooker, I mean. Jeez, he was just bringing it the other day. I don't know what got into him. But, that's got to be one thing. If you're going to play defensive end, you got to be able to set the edge. And so we'll see that now. If they can get the pass rush from him, you know, you can be a designated pass rusher. And,
sure.
You know, and he's been pretty good at that. So he's another one of those guys you're watching, and it's like, okay, how are they playing the run? And that's a big deal. Same for Sam Williams. You know, when he came out of Ole Miss, he was kind of a pass rusher. And I still had some friends that were Ole Miss fans, and they said he can rush the quarterback. He's got to be better playing the run. He was almost like a one-dimensional thing. But he's kind of rebuilt his body. He looks stronger. He's bigger. Now, can he kind of get back in the groove after, you know, the other day was the first time he had pads on since, you know, I think he got hurt before the pads came on last year.
Yeah, I think
so.
Which is probably why he trucked somebody without pads on.
Yeah,
that first
right?
Day.
Yeah. He was like, okay, let's go, you know. And so that's going to be a key thing, how they play that. And when Eberflus was talking about it, he goes, you know, when we're talking about the stopping the run, it's and everybody focuses on the defensive tackles, right? He said all 11 guys. He goes, you know, if we're going to be good against the run, the cornerbacks have to tackle.
Right.
And so that's a pretty good, you know, putting that out there for those guys that and he used a phrase that Rod Marinelli taught him when he was both with the Cowboys. He said, on defense, there's no guests out there. And I thought, okay,
I
like that. Yeah. And so, yeah, the there's going to be a priority, I think, to stop the run. And we'll see what his scheme like. His scheme's more Marinelli than it had been the last couple of years. It's more of attack, not try to hold up the line and just stop it. So they want Mozzie on the move. Now, I don't know if that's his game, but if he can't do it, he may not be out there. We're past first round draft choice, right?
Right.
Now you got to produce. You don't get a pass there to say, well, he's the first round draft choice. He's got to be out there. You got to get out there and be able to do something and play. And you know, the poor guy gets here, and then, you know, they draft him because he was a big stud in the middle that held down double teams. And then he lost weight so he could be a guy to get up the field. And then last year it was, well, we want you to hold down the fort. And now this year it's, well, we want you to get up the field. So his weight has fluctuated. I think Schottenheimer said maybe 310, which it's probably a good weight for him. He lost too much his rookie year. He was like 280, 285, you know, and then last year it was 325, and now he's 310. So we'll see what he can do. So go back to answer your question, that defensive line, that defensive front, because if the defensive front doesn't play well, then your linebackers can't play well.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's something that I think is to keep an eye on, especially next week when they get that scrimmage against the Rams and then the first preseason game.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. See you guys.